Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Internet Marketing on Friday, the 20th of October, and today we're looking at e-learning. Hello, Mr. Richard Middleton.
Good afternoon.
And today we're talking about e-learning, aren't we?
We are indeed, yes, and its relevance to internet marketing.
So let's start off with a definition then of e-learning.
E-learning is... a lot of people think they know what e-learning is, and it's usually not very complimentary. People kind of think about it as being large amounts of text on screen, books online, may have sat through some dull systems training at some point. But in its wider sense, e-learning really is about transferring information, attitudes, behaviours, skills, beliefs, pretty much anything from one person or an organisation to somebody who just simply doesn't have those things. So e-learning, as with any kind of learning, is simply about transferring those kinds of things from one person to the next. The E bit is simply that it's online or it's on a CD-ROM. Some kind of E thing has got in the way between the two. But e-learning, is an evolving medium. So nobody's quite sure what it is now. They know what it was 10 years ago, but new possibilities come up all the time.
Okay, so basically, it's the transferring of valuable information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Via the internet or some sort of e-mechanism.
Absolutely. The more valuable, the better, really. E-learning people usually come from a training background and are very much about content and message and meaning and all those good things.
Okay, so that's interesting, because let's have a look how this then relates to internet marketing.
At first sight, probably the two are about as far apart as you can get. Most learning people's idea of marketing is it's kind of, about selling, it's about marketing, it's about products, about services, and advertising. They're kind of the opposite about what learning's about, which is kind of in-depth, detailed content, etc., etc. But I think, there is a lot of similarity between the two, and there are a lot of blurred edges. Marketing is, it's about getting a message out to people, and it's about teaching them about your product or service. And really, that's what learning is about. I mean, that is a learning process for people. It's finding out about your product, finding out about your service, getting involved, getting excited about it. Those are all, that's all a learning process. That's where the marketing and the e-learning really start to come together.
So what are the sort of, you've touched on the similarities there between internet marketing and e-learning in that they are both forms of the communication of information from one party to another. What about the differences?
The difference, I think, is it's often perceptual. People have ideas about e-learning and they often think about huge, long 300-hour courses or 30-hour courses or 3-hour courses. And it's very much about depth and detail. It's about e-learning content. And you may do you might do an MA for 2 years or 3 years. And that's often people's idea about learning. But obviously, in the media age we live in, learning is happening more and more quickly. Soundbite learning, people want to get across messages very quickly. People want to pick up learning very quickly. The whole sort of just-in-time learning where, what can I absorb in 5 minutes really has become a much more important facet of people's lives. And that's where if you look at marketing, which is about, fast communication, it's about really kind of calling calls to action that happen very quickly. The lines start to blur there between what is marketing and what is actually learning.
Well, it's interesting you say that because from my perspective as a podcast producer, if you look at podcasts, I myself started listening to podcasts several months ago, really my main motive was learning. I wanted to learn stuff on the move. I wanted to learn stuff in dead time. And one thing that I realised quite quickly is that there really is a very blurred edge sometimes between learning something from someone and them marketing to you. Because what I found is I was so impressed with the free information I was getting from these people that I found myself going to their websites, inquiring about what else they can do, thinking about them in the first place as soon as I needed a product or service that was anything similar to what they provided. So you're right, there's a real kind of blurred line between sort of e-learning or learning stuff through the e-mechanism and marketing.
Yeah, I'm absolutely right. I think, you know, learning, knowledge, all those things are valuable commodities. And if a company, an organization can provide its customer base, potential customer base, with a reward, with a value, and that value might be learning, then, you know, you're going to get buy-in. You're going to get, you are going to make you, the service provider or the product provider, the first thought on that person's mind. And that is absolutely doing marketing. It's also, in lots of ways, much more subtle than a lot of marketing. It's not as obvious that you're being sold to. But in fact, in some ways, it does have a much greater impact. You know, the more, the good things about e-learning in terms of its depth, the level of detail, the emotional buy-in to a lot of material, storytelling and narrative and so on. Those are the kinds of things that actually you can't achieve in a very short marketing or in a short advertising or through a website. So, you know, you can get a much more powerful effect through e-learning than perhaps you could through traditional marketing.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, you mentioned something quite interesting earlier, because you mentioned that a lot of people view e-marketing, was it with a bit of disdain? I forget your exact words. So, I mean, is e-marketing seen as a bit boring?
E-learning,
not e-marketing, my mistake. Is it seen as a bit boring?
I think learning, I mean, I've been in the industry for quite a number of years, the e-learning industry for quite a number of years now, and, you know, I have a lot of conversations with clients, and there is no doubt that most clients find or know that the act of learning is not something that excites people, for better or for worse. You know, people come from an educational background where, you know, a lot of schools, particularly secondary schools, perhaps aren't very exciting. They're used to going on training courses that, okay, they enjoy being with the people they're with, but perhaps the content isn't that exciting. And people don't associate learning with having a good time or having an inspiring time. I think in that sense, e-learning is something that it automatically turns people off. Now, in response to that, obviously, you know, e-learning has grown up a lot over the last couple of years, few years perhaps, where it is taking on the need to be more entertaining, to be more engaging, to interact with our learners much more. And it is stealing a march from the other media. So TV, from advertising, from the internet, from audio plays, from, you know, all the vast diversity of media. E-learning is looking at those things, seeing, you know, what is it that people like, what is it people enjoy, and then using those media, using those platforms to embed the kind of messages that, you know, e-learning is about. So I think we're moving beyond the stage where e-learning is just about, you know, here are some facts, you know, read through them, to an area which is much more about engaging people emotionally, you know, using the kind of media techniques that the other media use, but embedding a core message within that, you know, really getting the best of both worlds.
So literally, what, even being entertaining?
Absolutely. I think, you know, entertainment learning is absolutely key. You know, more and more we do what we call hearts and minds material to kick off a project, to introduce somebody to a subject. And hearts and minds material really is about, you know, grabbing somebody by the throat and saying, you know, this is actually an interesting subject. And, you know, all adult learning is about relevance. It's about, why is this? Why do I need to know this? How am I going to use this in my real life? And that's exactly what marketing and selling is about. It's about telling or showing people, introducing people to a product or service that they need. And once you've done that, then they're much more likely to want to work with you. And that really is what learning is about. It's about, you know, selling your idea, selling your behavior, selling your attitude in such a way that the learner is going to say, yes, I really need to know this and I really need to use it in my life.
Okay, so in your experience, Richard, I mean, how are people using e-learning as part of their marketing campaign?
Certainly in the last few years, there's been a shift from e-learning from being just about information to being internal marketing itself. So more and more we see organizations marketing ideas and attitudes and behaviors to their own employees. You know, we want you to behave like this because we will become more profitable. Therefore, we need to really sell the benefits of behaving in that way. And increasingly, you can begin to see companies also realizing that that kind of approach also works for external marketing as well. So, for example, mobile phone companies have realized the value of showing their client base how to use their products. In fact, all sorts of different merchandise, all sorts of different kind of products. If you show the client base how to use those and how to use them effectively and how to get the best out of them, then you're going to get that buy-in. So the kinds of marketing things we were seeing internally in companies are now beginning to use externally as a way of getting that customer loyalty.
Now, I'm very interested, actually, I've got another good sort of question is what technologies are involved. But before I come on to that, there was one thing I wanted to just sort of get out in the open. Are there any issues that you know about with this approach to marketing? Any potential issues?
The issues are very much about the difference between marketing people and learning people. Learning people tend to be very precious, I guess, about learning, about it being good learning, about it being quality learning, about really getting that learning message across. And that's really what they're about. They're coming from a training background in general. Marketing people really are much more about, we want to market our product, we want to sell our product, we want to, that's the job. And of course, as you can imagine, you've kind of got perhaps a more business-orientated approach against a more, learning-y type approach. So putting the two together can cause, some issues, because you really need, in my role here at Academy Internet in terms of internet marketing, I'm a creative director who has influence both sides in terms of the e-learning and in the marketing side. My role is to use my creativity to help both sides of the company operate as best as we can. And, that's really what you need is a creative input into those kinds of areas, the marketing and the e-learning, to say, okay, what's the purpose of this product? What are we trying to achieve with it? And how can we best do that? How can we satisfy the marketing people, for example, and satisfy the learning people so that, you can't do, if you're going to do using e-learning for marketing purposes, you can't just be marketing e entirely, otherwise it won't have the content or the depth that the customers need. But it can't also be just about learning, because it won't have the appeal, it won't have the approach that the marketing people need. So it does have to be a meeting of minds. And in fact, a creative director, a good creative force, should engineer and should manufacture that synergy.
Okay. So let's come on to the technologies then. I mean, we know about podcasting, which is a relatively new media. What other medias are being used for this sort of approach?
Pretty much the same technologies that are being used for the internet, to be honest. A lot of e-learning is actually delivered via the internet or intranets. And although it came from a CD-ROM background back in the 80s, where you were putting together huge packages full of video and so on. And in fact, that is becoming increasingly possible, the use of broadband. Over the last 5 years, e-learning really has had to embrace the 56k modem and the flash technologies and the HTML technologies. So the technologies that we use in e-learning are very much the same as the kind of technologies that are already used in terms of web development and web design and so on. Perhaps the only difference is that because e-learning courses tend to be longer than your usual website, there are development tools that we use to develop a number of pages in templated technologies and so on. But the underlying technologies, many e-learning courses just developed entirely in Flash, for example. So the technologies are no different. It really is the thinking behind them that actually is slightly different. But nothing that a good marketing manager couldn't sit down and say, right, what are we going to do here? What do we want our customer base to do as a consequence of looking at this tool and planning a product around it? I think it goes back to what we were saying about, if you're going to create an e-learning product for marketing, e-learning in itself is can be a time-consuming process because of the content. It's not something that you can just knock together with a bit of graphics guys and away you go. It is something that really, in order to be valuable to the client, it needs to say valuable things to them. It needs to give them something they don't already have. And that often is a consequence of talking to the people who really know, the subject experts, to say, okay, what are the nuggets of information that will really make a difference to the learner? And dragging those out of a subject expert can be quite a process to achieve that. So if you're going to develop a marketing tool with e-learning, don't ignore the fact that it also needs to be effective learning, because that's the value you're going to give to the client. The learner, the person who's going to go through that course, needs to come out to the other end feeling that they've got really good value for money. or if it's been given free, they also want to get the feeling that they've got really good value for what they've done, for the time they've spent. If they feel they've got value, they'll value your brand, and they're more likely to become a repeat customer.
Just one final question, Richard. Is there, I mean, when companies produce e-learning material, am I right in thinking that most of the time they would sell that for a fee, or is there merit in giving it away purely on the basis of it will increase PR, increase, you know, potential client loyalty? What approach do companies normally take?
I think, you know, in traditionally, obviously, e-learning companies, you know, develop e-learning for you know, as a product, and charge for it if it's going to, you know, if it's about, for example, data protection, you develop a data protection product and you sell it to your clients. However, if you're going to use e-learning as a marketing tool, clearly you want to identify what services have you got, what products have you got that you need to educate your client base about. And obviously in that context, it may well be that you put together a shorter e-learning course, perhaps only 20 minutes or 10 minutes, that really gets across the nuggets of information, and you give that to them free. Because again, you're rewarding them, you're giving them something of value that they want, and because they've been rewarded, they will feel more, they'll feel warmer, they'll feel more brand loyalty towards you.
Absolutely. Well, there's some great information there, Richard. Thank you very much. So basically, in summary, you know, companies can consider e-learning as a serious part of their e-marketing campaign. And I'm presuming it can be a great lead generator, Richard.
I think it is. I think, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, going back to what I said earlier about people thinking about e-learning as being boring, I think the other side of that is that people do have very powerful learning experiences. And, you know, it is something that is durable. It's something that they, you know, they perhaps are engaged with. The learning process is something that people engage with over a number of months and years. And, you know, marketing can be ephemeral. So I think the advantage of e-learning is that it's something that can be around for a number of months or years. It's something that people buy into. For example, we're seeing things like, you know, community websites opening up where, you know, consumers with learners who are engaging together as a community of learning and, you know, discussing products, discussing services, and really kind of feeling part of that kind of community brand. And I think that's something that also is going to become an increasing part of the kind of the community around a product or service. I think that's something that we're going to talk about more in a future podcast.
Interesting stuff. Richard Middleton, thank you so much for that. And that's it for internet marketing this time. And remember, please do subscribe. And if you can go into iTunes and leave a comment on the series, we would very much appreciate that. Any questions too? Is it info@academyinternet.com? I think it is, isn't it?
It is. I believe it is, yes.
info@academyinternet.com. Yep. Any information or feedback that you require, have a great time, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Thank you very much.
Internet Marketing was brought to you by summitsolutions.co.uk.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.